And I suppose, Anthony, before we look at Harps and Derry, let's mention Coghill Celtic. It's a huge weekend for them, back in a national final. The Junior Cup this weekend against Gorey Rangers. And I think Coghill, going by obviously talking to players this week, that heart of the Intermediate Cup final last year, losing out in penalties, is very much sticking with them, and they're looking to make amends for it. So they are.
Yeah, I think Coghill will certainly be going to this game as favourites, Oisin. You know, been at the game last year up in Sligo. They were very unfortunate not to win the game. And in fact, they had... it was a very, very difficult game that day. It was a tough game. It was very much a 50-50 game, with Coghill just about shading it. And when it went to penalties, Coghill actually had two penalties then to win the Intermediate Cup. But unfortunately for them, they didn't take them. And I think Rockmount then capitalised on it and ended up winning the Intermediate Cup. And I think the disappointing thing for Gavin after the game, because it was, I talked to him that night basically straight away after the game, because I know how he was feeling, you know, being in a similar situation in 2016 with Letterkenny. And I think the thing that hurt Gavin that day was not the fact that they lost or how they played, because they played very well. I think the fact that the powers that be and the way that everything was organised, that was Coghill's last opportunity at competing at that level. But they've gone again this year, and they've gone the Junior Cup, and they've been fantastic the whole way through. And they beat, we got to the last 16 ourselves, and we got beat by Clonmel. Very unfortunate to lose them, actually, 2-1, where we can see the two goals in the 90th and 92nd minute. But Coghill actually got them in the next round. And I knew that with the experience that Coghill have and the big game players that they have, that they would go there and they would certainly, I couldn't see them losing down there. And I was proved right, and they've gone the whole way to the final. And they're playing Gorey, and you know, we played North End from Wexford in an earlier round, and that was our toughest game of the tournament, actually. The team from Wexford North End, really experienced team, previous winners of the competition. So, and there's no doubt Coghill, it will be a difficult game for them, but I expect them to come through.
Yeah, big game for Coghill on Sunday. That game at Eamon DC Park, of course, in Galway. Big game for Harps at the weekend as well. They've lost the last three, and I suppose at this stage of the season, you don't want to be getting into a wee rut off the back of a number of defeats. So this game with Treaty on Friday night is a big one for Harps, Anthony.
It is, Oisin, and I think like at the start of the season, Darren Murphy, he made a call that the first nine games would be all about teams sort of sussing each other out and finding out about their opponent. And I think, unfortunately for Darren, that's been proved right, because, you know, Harps were, I think going into the first nine games, a lot of the opponents that Harps would have faced would have fancied their chances against them. But Harps had a fantastic start to the season, and I watched a lot of the games, and to be fair to them, they deserved all the points that they got because they played really well. And possibly, you know, Darren's words rang true in the last three games, where maybe teams have looked at them and seen, you know, how they can play against Van Harps. And, you know, Athlone and Cove and Cork, they played in the last three games. Now they've lost 1-0, 2-0, 2-0, and, you know, they haven't scored a goal. So teams, Darren was very, very much right that, you know, teams will gauge the first nine games and learn about the opponent. And unfortunately for Harps, the opposition seems to have learned an awful lot about them in the first nine games.
Yeah. And maybe the flip side of that is, does Darren have to start changing things around Harps now, given the fact that the rest of the sides know more about them than they do about their opposition, and maybe he has to tweak things more?
I think, like, watching Van Harps, like, I wouldn't be, you know, I don't think Darren either will be looking to change too much in the way that they play, because the way that they're playing, I mean, it's, you know, they haven't been outplayed in any games at all. Like the games that they've played, they've been fast, they've been energetic, they're trying to play good football. So I don't see much change in there. The difficulty probably is, you know, maybe apart from Tony McNamee, maybe lacking a wee bit of creativity from the middle of the park. And then if success isn't getting the goals up front, you're wondering where your 10, 12, 15 goal a season striker or the goals are going to come from. So there's just a few wee things. Like, it's obviously, it's very early days. But I think if you ask Darren, You know, if you said them at the start of the season after 12 games, you'd be 3 points off second place and you'd be sitting in fifth. I think you'd even have grabbed your hand off because, you know, given what went on at Finn Park last year, it's certainly progression. And Darren and his staff and the players, for that matter as well, Ashton, deserve an awful lot of credit for the turnaround that they've shown there.
Yep. And when you look on the table, listen, Treaty would have been one of the sides at the start of the campaign that would have been marked as, right, these guys could be possible title contenders, but they've lost more games than Harps this season. And I suppose Darren will be taking a bit of encouragement from that, saying, right, this is a game that we are capable of winning, and with what could be a tough game away to Bray Wanderers to come on Monday as well. They'll be targeting the full 3 points here. It's sort of at a stage where they need to take a win in it, aren't they?
Yeah, I think you're right, Oshin. Well, I think from a Treaty point of view, they'll be coming setting up to defend deep, and like they'll judge Finn Harps and they've learned from them, and it'll be very much up to them to ask Finn Harps the question to come and break us down. And sometimes it's, especially I always find in the League of Ireland, sometimes it's easier nearly playing away from home, where you can sit up and you can defend, and the pressure isn't on you to go and play, and you don't have the expectation of the home crowd to push you on to maybe try and go and win the game. But I think from a Harps point of view, you do have to be patient. When teams are going to come and defend against you, you have to be patient. You have to have belief in the system that you're going to play. You cannot get bored with keeping the football. You know, you can't just rush forward just for the sake of it. So I think with the players that Harps have, the likes of McNamee and Colley, especially in the middle of the park, they will show patience and they will show restraint at times, and they won't force things. And I think the home game against Treaty is very much about being patient and trusting in the process that they're, and the tactics that Darren has given them to go and win the game.
As for the rest of the games in the First Division, Cove Ramblers are taking on Bray Wanderers. Kerry take on the leaders, Cork City. UCD up against Longford Town, and Wexford are playing at Athlone Town as well. Let's go to the Premier Division, and after a shaky number of weeks, Derry City are back on form. Two wins on the bounce. They go to Galway on Friday night, and it could prove to be a tricky enough evening because Galway have one of the best defensive records in the league, aren't they?
Yeah, Galway have the second best defensive record in the league, actually, after Shelburne. They've only conceded 7 goals. Now, on the flip side of that, for Galway, they've only scored 7. But having watched Galway and been in the Brandywell the night that they beat Derry 1-0, it's very easy to see why Galway have started the season so well. They're very, very well organised, defensively well set up. And it's not a case of being set up and parking the bus, Oisin. It's very much well set up with a pattern of play and a style of play, and they're good on the counter-attack. They've got good pace up front. They're a threat from set plays. And you're right, Oisin. The key thing about Galway is they don't concede. And they're a team that if they had maybe a 10-15 goal a season striker, they would be right up there, because, to be fair, they've been impressive in the games that I've seen them play.
But Derry have been going not too bad. They have scored goals, 5 in their last 2 matches. They are going to take momentum into the game, so they are, aren't they?
They are. The only thing you worry about Derry is that, some of their most important players, the likes of Michaelini and Patrick Hooban, they've been struggling with injuries this year. And, if they lose Hooban, he carried an injury going into the Galway game where they got beat, and then Shelburne on the Monday night where they drew, so they need to keep him fit, because he's, Derry have a good squad for, they're missing Diallo and they're missing Cameron Dunnigan, but they have players to fit in there in the middle of the park, and they do miss them, but it's not as big a loss as what losing the likes of Hooban would be, because he is a proven goal scorer and he's got 9 goals. He's the top scorer in the league this year already. Derry, are coming into the game with momentum, but the only thing I'd worry about Derry as well is that when they faced the bigger teams like the likes of Bowes and Shamrock Rovers and Shelburne, they haven't won them games. They're winning against the teams around them, and or below them. So I think for Derry to be serious challengers, they would need to start taking more points off the teams above them.
That's going to make Monday's game then again, Shells at the Brandywell, even bigger, aren't they?
Yeah, and Derry, to be fair, over the last number of years, Shelburne has been probably one of the bogey teams. I mean, to be fair to Damien Duff, he deserves an awful lot of credit because there's a constant improvement with Shelburne. He's added and he's improved them every season he's been there. And he's tactically very astute as well, where he can set up and come up with a game plan to stifle Derry. And, they're top of the league for a reason, Shelburne. An awful lot of credit must go to Damien Duff for that and for the tactics that he's bringing to the Shelburne team.
Yeah. The other games are taking place on Friday. St Pat's against Drogheda, Sligo to go on Waterford. Shelburne, as we mentioned, they are going to Dundalk on Friday. And there's always a big Dublin derby that's a standout tie nearly week and week at this stage, the way the season's going, Anthony. Bohemians against Shamrock Rovers. I think that's going to be a bit of a feisty affair just to finish things off. A big Dublin derby. They're always interesting encounters.
Yeah, that's the biggest game of the weekend, to be fair, the Bowes-Rovers game. And, Bowes, after having such a good start under Alan Reynolds, went to Dundalk and got beat last weekend, which was a bit of a surprise. And, they've gone from second to fourth in the space of a few days because Rovers have obviously leapfrogged above them. So they'll be looking to turn things around. But I just think Rovers, with the quality they have, Oisin, and the squad that they have and the experience that they have, I think any team that finishes above Shamrock Rovers this year is going to win the league. And but in a Dublin derby, Bowes against Rovers, you can never make a call on that one.
You can't. Okay, listen, Anthony, as always, we thank you for joining us on The Score, and enjoy the football at the weekend.
Thanks so much, Oisin. Thank you.